Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, you have to understand where we are and understand, you know, what we have and where we're headed. That's the most important thing. But you also have to be where your feet are. So when you're out there in the field, when we're preparing for this game, you're enjoying it, you're having fun, you're having a blast. You know, we take a step back, when we get in tomorrow, early tomorrow, you know, we take a step back, we go through the tape, and then on to the next preseason. And then, you know, from there, you take it from there, and then you keep growing. And then we just... you know, keep counting those days, counting those hours, and getting after it.
Sounds about right. All makes sense. Little listing there by Bears quarterback Caleb Williams. It's the Mully and Haw Show on The Score. Mark Grody and Marshall Harris in for the guys today and tomorrow. The Bears will begin practice in about 25 minutes from right now, 9:35 to be exact. Matt Eberflus will speak, and one of the many Bears reporters that will be out there is our next guest. Joining us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline is Mark Potash of the Chicago Sun-Times. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. What's going on, Potsy? How are you, man?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day for football in Lake Forest here. So, you know, ready to get going for another big week of Bears football.
Bears. Is it? It's full fans today, right? Full pads, full fans. Is that the vibe out there, Potsy?
I don't know. I'm not there yet, so not sure about that. But it seems like there will be attendance of some form or fashion. So yeah, look, that always ramps up the excitement. Oh, yeah. They should have fans at every practice, even during the season, because the players play better.
Yeah, I guess they do. I mean, hey, and in a fan-filled stadium in Buffalo, the Bears played very well on the road in that building, and obviously it wasn't full. Mr. Potsy, have you seen enough from Caleb Williams that he's going to be great?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm often wrong. So I never know what to make of these preseason performances. They're always so misleading. So I don't know. I guess I kind of agree with most of the analysis that while this was just a preseason performance that has produced fool's gold before with both Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields, there was just a few little nuggets, morsels of greatness you saw that are, you could at least lend credence to the idea that this is a different animal, and I believe that. The only question is now, how much more work does he need? And that's what we're going to find out this week. My guess is they're going to lean towards not playing as much in the preseason, maybe some token snaps. I'm not sure. But really, after that game, you know, good start. Certainly gave every indication that he is the player, that Caleb Williams is the player that they think he is. But, you know, it's still preseason. You kind of have to see more to know for sure.
Let me, before we kind of move forward, I do want to ask you about the fool's gold comment, because I've talked about that too. Mitch Trubisky in 2017, when he played his first preseason game, a lot of people thought he was the truth. People were very excited. Like, we might have a guy here. We know what happened with Mitch Trubisky. Same thing with Justin Fields. When we were watching him in his first year on the backfields in training camp, he was heaving the ball down the field and making connections, and certainly relative to Andy Dalton, he looked so good. And maybe even Nick Foles at that time. What did you see different from this quarterback, Caleb Williams, in his first successful preseason game?
Well, just so I think one play that really illustrates the difference was going in. This was not Fields' rookie year, but even last year with Fields in his, I believe, his first preseason game, he threw two touchdown passes in three attempts, like a 62-yarder to DJ Moore and like a 56-yarder to Khalil Herbert. And he had like 13 air yards on those throws. They were just short throws that, you know, everybody even then said, well, wow, you know, where are the air yards? Are you throwing it downfield? Caleb Williams made a similar play in Saturday's game where he just dumped the ball off to DeAndre Swift. He got 42 yards out of it. But it was the throw that made the play. If you look back at that play, he was hemmed in immediately on a screenplay and just kind of shot-putted the throw, one of those kind of inventive throws that quarterbacks like him can make, and that made the play. So here you have two plays where two situations where the quarterback kind of made a short turned a short pass into a big play, and on one it was kind of fool's gold, and on the other I believe it was not. It really indicated just how good the quarterback is.
I think everybody is excited, hyped, whatever you want to call it, for Caleb Williams based on that first performance, Mark. My question is, looking around and seeing Matt Eberflus today is going to speak to you guys, do you feel like he's going to just tell you straight up whether or not he's playing, or he's going to hold that till later in the week? I know the experience last year with Indianapolis and how he felt like the two joint practices were enough, and so therefore he did not play Justin Fields. Is that why you think he won't play this week?
Well, yeah, I think also, like, you know, Zach Taylor, the Bengals coach, is not playing his starters. That always just leads the momentum in that direction. When we talked to Matt Eberflus, you know, last week about that kind of situation, he did kind of emphasize subtly, I guess, that this is only one crossover practice as opposed to last year when they played two against the Colts and didn't play anybody. So I think he left open that possibility that they could play because, you know, they, as much as they value those crossover practices, and NFL coaches in general and Eberflus in particular really takes extreme value out of any practice where it's like live, but your quarterback doesn't get hit or get sacked or whatever. I still think the way it's going, I guess he would lean towards not, or just maybe token snaps. I don't think it'll be full throttle. But again, we don't know. I'll be honest. I plead ignorance here. The way the NFL is going with these preseason games and the coaches are approaching it the last 4 or 5 years, I have no idea. We're in a total gray area on what really, what really is right or wrong. So I'll be honest. I don't have a really expert opinion on that. What they're going to do, or whether what the right thing is to do. I don't think a lot of coaches know.
Do you think the Bears could or should take into account that it's the only home preseason game and those fans probably want to see Caleb Williams?
I don't think they will. I don't think they should. The fans are going to see plenty of Caleb Williams. The objective is to see Caleb Williams in regular season games, at home and away, whatever. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for fans to enjoy Caleb Williams if what he is, you know, comes to fruition. So I don't think you do anything to placate the fans. No offense to them. I mean, you know, they're going to see Bears football. But I don't think you make any decisions based on that, especially certainly in the preseason.
Yeah,
the old. I'm surprised you say that, Potsy.
No.
Potsy's always like the biggest supporter. You reflect the fans better than any reporter in that room, Potsy. Like when you're asked, I know you do it on behalf of the fans a lot. So I'm a little surprised that you're not fan friendly on this one.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's the end result that matters most, and so it's just being, prudent, I guess, and realizing that. To see if they don't think it's the right thing, just to do it, just to, give the fans a glimpse of the future, it's probably just not worth it. I'd rather, if I'm a Bears fan, I'd rather see him just make sure he's good when they need it most. So that's why I kind of feel like, the decision shouldn't be made based on it being, on it being a home game. I don't think, and the Eberflus, frankly, doesn't sound like the kind of guy who will make a decision based on that.
I agree with you, Potsy. I understand the sentiment from fans who shell out their hard-earned money to go see a preseason game and thinking that, hey, this is our chance to go see Caleb Williams. But that is not the most important thing that we're talking about. One of the things that we have been talking about, because we just had Mike Florio on, it's like the Hassan Reddick situation with the New York Jets. Now, look, pipe dreams are pipe dreams for a reason. Could you fathom the Bears somehow finding a way to get Hassan Reddick on this roster, given what is going on over there in New York?
Well, I kind of almost have to at this point. This is the time of year in 2018 where we were doing these videos, and I was poo-pooing the idea of Khalil Mack, another hold out, coming to the Bears because, they weren't ready. That's not a guy you get to put you over the – that's a guy you get to put you over the top, and the Bears aren't there yet. And like 2 weeks after that, they traded for him, and it was a huge hit. So anything can happen. The Bears certainly need pass rush, but the Jets say they're not going to trade him and seem pretty adamant about that. I'm not sure how much that's posturing, how much it isn't, but that would certainly help. And one of those guys who, regardless of the scheme, I think is going to be a pretty good fit. So that would be great, but. My sense is that that's not the button that the polls really is looking to push at this point in time, and looking more at an Ngakoue level addition as they did last year.
Hey, if the things that we're seeing with the defensive line so far happen to be real, like if Austin Booker is a half of what we saw in that game, if you can get more out of Zach Pickens and Khalid Kareem. Don't forget about Khalid Kareem. He had a heck of a game, I thought. Daniel Hardy. It would almost feel like, because I have been, like, as far as Ngakoue is concerned, I think it's been like, that's just not the answer. You know what I mean? Like, I like Ngakoue and he's had a nice career, but I don't think like Ngakoue. But if you can get, if you think you can get some production out of some guys that maybe you didn't think you would, then you add somebody like Ngakoue and just pile on and just have this great rotation of
depth guys.
Yeah, depth. So I guess it's a long comment, and I guess the question is, do you feel better about, based on one preseason game, do you feel better about those that get to the quarterback now than you did before this preseason game?
I can't, not really, because I think the Bills weren't really playing their starters. I think their starters only played like 8 snaps, and that's always as deceiving as anything is I found in pass rush in the preseason. So that's something you got to see in the regular season to know for sure. I will say that Austin Booker is really intriguing, and nothing he's done so far has diminished that. He's an interesting guy, and that as raw as he is, he's still making plays in the NFL that he made in college, as Travis Smith, his position coach, kind of pointed out this week. I thought it was very interesting that he noted that he's still raw, but he's just so good that he's beating NFL level guys, so including on his own team. So there's definitely some intrigue there as a situational pass rusher. So I think if the defense is good, I think that's something you can hang your hat on, or at least look forward to. But other than that, it's all, the signals are good, but they can also be false in the preseason. So, yeah, I guess my answer to the question is I got to see it to believe it in the regular season.
Mark, it's been a minute since you guys have seen the Bears now because of the day off and then the walkthrough and now back for a couple of days of practice. My question is, what are you looking for this week? What do you want to see? What do you really have an eye on as we get ready for preseason game number three?
Well, this is the point of the preseason where it's like, you know, we're right in the middle of it, but it gets late quickly. So I'm looking at the guys who have been out and need to be in, like Montez Sweat and Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon and Tyreek Stevenson and even Roschon Johnson and Ryan Bates. So they got all the starters / regulars who did not play against the Bills, and how many of them are back, especially on defense, because, you know, last year they're in a similar situation where they're missing 3, 4, sometimes 5 guy starters in practice almost every day. Edmonds was out almost the entire August.
Yeah.
And they had others out. And then they all came back for week one, which was good, but the defense wasn't very good. The defense allowed over 30 points or almost 30 points a game in the first 4 games before they got their feet on the ground. So I think it's important that they don't just cruise through this and then make sure they're there when the bell rings, because as we saw last year, you still need some continuity and practice to kind of develop whatever bite you think you have on defense. So if I'm looking at anything right now, well, offensive line, as always, I'll always be looking at that. But mostly the players who are out, it's time for them to get back and so they can establish something on defense. Because with everything that Caleb Williams did the other day, they're still going to be leaning on this defense to give him kind of the miss room he and that offense need to really win games in September and October, as opposed to just, you know, developing the quarterback. I think the season is about more than just, you know, getting Caleb Williams from point A to point B. I think it's actually about winning games, and I think the defense is going to play a big, big role in that.
Well, and absolutely. Whether Bears fans want it or not, the defense might have to early on carry the team. And trust me, I've seen enough of that. And I think the offense will eventually catch up. But you're right. Don't sleep on what the Bears defense is going to do this year to help you win games. You also mentioned the offensive line. We just had Dave Wanstead in here in studio. And he essentially said, one way or the other, you have to be done with Nate Davis, that maybe you have to think about trading him, maybe he's got to sit. What do you think about the Nate Davis situation?
Yeah, I think it just depends on how comfortable they feel with what they have. And actually, I think they do feel more comfortable with their kind of their backup plan of Shelton at center and Bates at guard. And I think I agree with that. You just can't let that linger. This offensive line needs continuity more than anything else. There's not much you can do personnel-wise to upgrade it. The upgrade, and it's a real upgrade, is from continuity. So I think anything that helps that, and no offense to Nate Davis, he just hasn't been there. He just doesn't help that. I think you have to deal with that, and you have to kind of make a decision. So I agree 100% with Dave on that. That they have to do something, and I don't know what they can or what they will do. But you definitely have to settle that offensive line. I'm a big believer in continuity for an offensive line that's built like this, especially on a team, because as I mentioned about, you know, the defense having to support Caleb Williams, you know, for all the attention Caleb Williams, this defense, they're not expecting this offense to put this offense on his shoulders. The whole theme of this is that the run game, the offensive line, and just the personnel are going to support him, and that makes him a care. That's why this number one overall pick is such a big advantage for the Bears, because they supposedly have a support system that they didn't have for their previous quarterbacks. So I think it's important that the offensive line, as part of that, gets it together. And again, that's another thing that kind of has to start this week.
Potsy, great stuff as always. Will you be live tweeting Hard Knocks tonight?
No, I still have to figure out how to get HBO. So maybe my son can help me with that. Figure it out.
I heard you and Hub talking about neither of you watched it. Both of you poo-pooed it. I thought that was great that you and Hub were like, never mind this Hard Knocks business.
Potsy, I believe in you.
If the buzz, you know, I'll tell you, like I told Hub, if the buzz compels me to watch it, I will watch it and might anyway. But I'll be honest, that first episode, it just didn't. So
that's why
I didn't push for
it. It's okay. You know? We're all talking about it, Potsy. We got your back.
It's called a slow burn, Potsy. It's called a slow burn.
Casey Musgraves.
Yes.
Mark, I look forward to seeing you out at House Hall later this week. Thanks for coming on with us, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
Yep. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line at 312-540-0670, and you will win a pair of tickets to see the following: Luke Bryan with special guest Bailey Zimmerman, Tracy Lawrence, Chase Beckham, August 25th at Wrigley Field. If you don't win, you can get tickets at Cubs.com/Luke Bryan. This is the Mully and Haw Show with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris. We'll be back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back after this on The Score.
You know, the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA Finals and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times. But that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA.
That's what you think. Olympic sprinter Noah Lyles not given the love of the world here. And Tyreek Hill thinks that he's faster than Noah Lyles. And he ripped on the NFL, too. Didn't Noah Lyles?
I think he was just saying, basically, if you're not competing on the quote-unquote world stage against every country playing your sport, then you're not really world champions. But as we know, NFL, that's world champions. As we know, the best players in the world play in the NBA.
Yeah.
And now the U.S. is, they are world champions in basketball. And also, not just that the U.S. is the best there is, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, thank you very much. But also, if you play in a league and it's the best league, you can call yourselves the world champions. You can. And why does it bother you so much, Noah? Oh, wait, I know why. Because Noah is bothered by everything that doesn't give him attention.
World champion of what?
Like, he if he's not the center of attention... And this is a man that, like, he should be so happy that he won the gold medal in the 100 meter, because if he hadn't, oh, the egg on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he only won the bronze in the 200, and then he said it's because he had COVID and people didn't give him a hard time because of that. Not just people, but prominent people who are also known to be fast.
Mm-hmm.
And nicknames like the word Cheetah.
There, and that's where we come to Tyreek Hill, the superstar receiver and runner. Fastest, probably the maybe the fastest guy in the NFL still, playing for the Miami Dolphins. And he took exception to Noah Lyles's rant.
Sprinter Noah Lyles, he said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Up in Adams.
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport, says like, come on, bro, like just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot.
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask. Oh, God. And let him know I mean business. Because I do mean business.
No matter what, that's awesome right there. Who would have more to lose if those two were to line up? The world-class Olympian sprinter or the guy throwing out the challenge and saying that he will win?
It's definitely Noah Lyles with more to lose.
Yeah, I guess so.
You are the fastest man in the world, purportedly. You won the Olympic gold medal. If you got beat by an NFL player who is not that guy, the pylon would be an avalanche.
It'd be horseradish, is what it would be.
Why did horseradish catch a stray? I like a little horseradish.
That's like horseradish.
I think that's good though. I love horseradish too. But that's
you know what, sometimes
balderdash, horseradish.
Sometimes it's not what you say, but how you say it. And Tyreek Hill, he talks trash with the best of them.
He's right in stride.
Like, he is that dude.
Yeah.
And
I will beat Noah Lyles.
By the way, the interview was with Kay Adams.
It's the way he said, I will beat Noah Lyles. Like, not just
I will beat him. Yes.
Not like I'll beat him in a race, but like, I'll beat him.
Yes.
I
will beat Noah Lyles.
Are you gonna take off your belt and start whooping? Like, what are we talking about right now? Like,
gonna horseradish him? What's gonna happen?
So I just love that Noah Lyles has to make himself like the center of everything. He has to. He's basically, from my perspective, jealous of what all these world class athletes are doing in basketball and football. They have bigger followings,
bigger bank accounts. Big bang, take little.
They're not
bank.
Once every 4 years type of attention. And Noah Lyles is getting once every 4 years type of attention.
Yeah.
World champion of what? The United States?
I mean, the United States, the sports leagues are pretty big. Like, I understand what Noah Lyles is saying, but he's being a bit obtuse, being a bit naive, being a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, it seems unnecessary. More than anything. Like, I got it on a technicality. Yes, the Olympics is the more known for being the world international sport where you are the best in the world. But to your point, yes, there's no other football league that comes close to the NFL, obviously. So they're the best players in the world. It's a world championship. Same thing with the NBA. That's a world championship. So I don't get why he's fighting that. So it seems so unnecessary.
He's angry and he's bitter. And I get it. Like, He was disrespectful towards I'm sorry. He said no disrespect. Usually, hey, Mark, if I said no disrespect, the next words that come out of my mouth, are they usually going to be disrespectful?
Yeah, it's going to be something to knock me
so
down.
So Anthony Edwards had apparently his shoe launch, Adidas, and they asked, I guess somebody asked Tyreek Hill if he was going, because I think they're with the same shoe company. And he was like, why would I do that? That guy hasn't even won an NBA championship.
Perfect. Like, that's perfect.
Come on. He's like, no disrespect. And he tried to walk it back later, but come on, man.
No disrespect.
That was, it was unnecessary, which we here at this station, 670 The Score, we love that.
Yeah.
Because the unnecessary just fills us with fodder. People love that. People love messy. And Noah Lyles is messy.
Yes.
He's one of the messiest athletes on the planet.
Yeah.
For no reason except for it to try to, you know, make himself more popular and more known.
Now, the better conversation maybe is what you and I were talking about off the air, that Tyreek Hill, he just signed a three-year, how many million dollar deal? Well, whatever.
$90 million.
3 years, $90 million. So he's there for maybe 3 years. I could see a scenario where he ends up back on the Chiefs, that he goes back to Pat. Because I think, like, obviously, Patrick Mahomes can make other wide receivers better. They shouldn't have paid Tyreek Hill. Obviously, they've won a Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill. So I get that. But, man, it would have been nice to have seen Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill together for their whole career, to see the damage that they could do together. Like, it could have been, like, record-setting. But you look at, you don't like
Andy
this
Andy Reid's eyes are rolling in the back of his head like he's going through euphoria, just thinking about the thought of getting Tyreek Hill back in a deal that makes sense. Maybe after Travis Kelce retires, because, like, how much longer is Travis Kelce
retired? Right, I would think he's probably got like a couple good years.
Yeah, so
left,
like, he gets paid a lot of money. And if you could pay Tyreek Hill something reasonable, and, you know, the money's going to go up anyway. That's problematic for everyone else, though. We don't like that. That's like Kevin Durant going back to the Warriors. Remember Kevin Durant on the Warriors was like, oh, Steph Curry, you need Kevin Durant to come help you beat LeBron after LeBron won that series.
All that.
And then the Warriors won without Kevin Durant, right? So now if Kevin Durant went back to the Warriors, the eye roll would be large.
Oh, my God. Okay, maybe the better question is, how can the Bears get Tyreek Hill within the next 3 years?
Well, they would not be able to spend their money on Hassan Reddick to get him.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, it's receiver or...
I was looking at the numbers with the cap space and everything else. I don't think Hassan Reddick works as currently constructed.
Yeah.
So. But listen, I love pipe dreams, so I'm a dreamer.
Dream on, you know? Aerosmith told you to dream on, and I like the fact that you are doing that. I do, like, I was thinking about that in terms of the Bears... And the team that they have right now, the one thing, and for better or for worse, this, like, if everything works out well with Caleb Williams, let's say he's good, really good, great, whatever the case may be, if he's one of those guys that makes players better, you might be looking at right now what is going to be the most talented talent the Bears have in their skill position players
ever.
I don't know about ever, but even just going forward, like in this era going forward, it may not ever be as good as this. You may not need it to be as good as this, hopefully, if the quarterback is that good. But I doubt you're going to have three wide receivers going forward the caliber of Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and hopefully Roma Dunze, and who knows who else is going to end up shining this year for the Bears. Maybe this is the year that Cole Kmet makes the big jump. You know, he's been good, but maybe he goes to great. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, now and then the next 10 years, this is as talented as the Bears offense will be.
I like that idea.
Yeah, because it would portend good things. It would mean that
if you're that good, you're obviously, one, you're a playoff team.
Right.
You're dropping 30 plus on teams at any given point in the season. With this defense, you feel really good about that.
With Reddick on it, will he be on it?
I don't want to be the voice of reason. I don't want to be the voice of caution.
Yeah.
But my optimism and my pessimism, sometimes they get canceled out by just my overall pragmatic view on the world and the way things go.
How dare you?
So I don't want to poo-poo on anything that you're saying, but I'm going to probably tell you that, like, the dream scenario is probably not happening this year. But the error that you speak of, that is on the table and a possibility.
And this is a perfect way to begin it, that you can insulate the quarterback and the offense this year with those, not only good players, but two of them have been there.
And also, don't forget DeAndre Swift, Roschon Johnson, Khalil Herbert. Justin Fields is probably looking at this team right now. He's like, dang, y'all couldn't give me that?
Oh, totally. From the second.
Y'all couldn't give me that?
From the second
thing. He's probably looking at the offensive coordinator position.
He's like, Keenan, give me him.
Remember that time I had to come back to the locker room and change what I had just said about an hour ago? I hope he has a great therapist that he can work through the trauma that the Bears have left him.
Everybody
with.
Leaves the Bears with just a little bit of trauma. That's true. I mean, a lot of it was Fields' fault, but there's no doubt he could have been put in a better position to succeed.
That's one reason I'm interested in where is it the Raiders, right? Where the former offensive coordinator now resides?
Luke Getsy. Yeah. Yes.
So Luke I'm interested to see where, like, whether it's Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew, whoever. Yeah. I'm interested in what they do.
Yeah.
Because that'll be very telling to A, he's learned from his mistakes, B, Justin Fields was more of a problem than we first surmised.
Yeah.
And then also, obviously, what goes on in Pittsburgh.
No, you're right. That's a great point.
I got my eyes on a hundred different things.
Totally.
Right now.
I mean, look, we did the same thing with Mitch Trubisky when he left the Bears or the Bears gave up on him. He goes to Pittsburgh, and it was like, okay, it's not like he's going to burn us now. Like, he's not going to be great. We'll see what happens with Justin Fields. I think it's going to be interesting, but the Luke Getsy thing is great. You're right.
I love Antonio Pierce too. Like, I think he's a good coach, and like, I don't know how much talent he has on that team overall, but like, I just like the idea. Like, let's see what happens with Luke Getsy in a different situation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it too. And I know that, Luke Getsy would probably love to stick it to the Bears, because he essentially was the one that took the hit for the Bears. You know what I mean? Like, it was somebody had to go. A big name on the coaching staff had to be fired. It could have been Matt Eberflus. That everything that has happened has been on his watch. Somebody had to go, and it was Luke Getsy that ends up taking the hit in that spot. We got to take a break. When we come back, though, we are going to do transition with Bernstein and Holmes. I have seen both Dan and Lawrence and Ray and Tyler of the Farangals running around in the hallway. Those guys are going to come in here and join you next. I have to slip out a little bit early today, but Marshall, another fantastic day slacker with you.
And not the slacker.
Yeah, I do have to. I'm doing good things for mankind. So
I just want to tell people, yes. October 13th, mark that on your calendar. Steelers at Raiders should be a warm pregame handshake between the former offensive coordinator and his quarterback. Correct?
Yeah. Well, they both be like, oh man, we both got screwed, didn't we, man? Yeah. Because look, hey, Justin Fields took the hit too, right?
Yeah.
For this Bears team,
but he got to go where he wanted.
Yeah. Yes, he did. I gotta go. Transition is coming up next with this guy, Marshall Harris, on the Mully and Haw Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.